cette édition du 10 décembre. Ciao, ciao, samedi prochain.
Mais aujourd'hui, tout est gâté. L'armée est divisée.
Dans les fruits qu'on récolte et dans ce que l'on sème, dans nos cris de révolte et dans le son qu'on aime, dans les chants des griots, dans les chants de tarot,
dans les sœurs, dans les voix, dans le monde, dans le son.
Chemin de terre, de sable, des esclaves, sur les routes des minas, de Gorée, des entraves, sur notre peau d'ébène, marqué au fer rouge, sur le drapeau, la haine des poulets qui nous rongent. Sous chaque arbre, sous chaque âme, sous le grand baobab, sous nos airs calmes à charge d'armes, le sang qui bat, tel un tambour. Sous le regard, souvent trop rare, sous des bavards de nos nabas gouverneurs, sous le soleil exactement, sous vos yeux aveuglement, de notre histoire sonne le tam-tam.
Mémoire dans le continent.
D'Afrique trempe, frémit, se souvient de nos corps enchaînés, rugissant de faim, de ses coups encaissés et déchirant sans fin. Nos coucous canassiers écrivent le refrain.
Mémoire d'un continent,
mémoire, mémoire d'un continent,
mémoire d'un continent.
La terre mère africaine, si maintes fois violée, si aisément pillée. Ces éléphants tués, ces ancêtres en colère, de ces rois, de ces exploits, de ces gloires, quelque part dans les livres d'histoire, comme la couleur de notre peau sombre et l'encre du grimoire, de la magie qu'un frit, nos héritages et notre espoir au poids. C'est Nassé. Vous chantez les richesses de nos patries désenchantées, où l'on voit briller l'or du Mozambique et les diamants de Kigali, où l'on peut goûter les terres de Centrafrique et les trésors de Djibouti. Mais c'est toujours le fer rouge de l'île de Corée qui bat dans notre sang, au son des tam-tams de l'Afrique, dans nos cultes vaudous, des religions qui viennent d'où. Nous si à nous les miens, si nous si à nous les miago, woyope, ndekwem les miago, nous si à nous les yoko, mi fone mi a des sons, game sous l'Afrique, mi banani ba me kwela wena mio, mi dotone mi asse.
Shuffle of people marching in the streets on CKUT 90.3 FM. Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution, yo. Check it out, check it out.
C'est un peu triste. J'oublie tout, je ne sais pas, mais je m'ennuie. Oh. Je me demande pour qui, pourquoi et d'où ça m'arrive. Je voudrais m'en aller, je voudrais partir, rien pour partir.
Je me demandais pour qui.
Le bonheur est là comme le malheur, oui. C'est la balance qui balance. Le bonheur est là comme le malheur. Je sais tout, mais ça ne donne rien, non. Même l'amour ne se sent pas bien, non, non, non.
Flo, toujours conscientisé, soit dans sa jouissance des cultures et des traditions et l'aspect communautaire de l'Afrique de l'Ouest, ce tango togolais, ou également les revendications historiques telles dans Chez Sanson, Yao Bobby avec l'histoire de mon continent, ensuite suivi de Boule Noire, l'album Magique 2001 et La Balance qui balance. Aujourd'hui, des albums que j'avais découverts au fil des derniers mois et surtout à l'été, qui sont des groupes qui se sont inspirés de la noirceur, de la négritude dans leur nom même, mais comme vous allez voir également à l'intérieur de leur musique. Une musique est et ouest des États-Unis. Aussi quelques chansons parvenant du Canada et également de l'Afrique de l'Ouest ou l'Afrique du Sud. Tous des groupes donc avec le nom Black, tel Black Heat, Black Ivory, Black Nasty, Black Smoke, Black Blood, en autres. Aujourd'hui donc la découverte de certains de ces albums, peut-être pas aussi connus qu'on pourrait croire, mais des musiciens qui non seulement ont fait le travail qu'on va découvrir aujourd'hui, mais qui étaient surtout des musiciens qui ont travaillé avec d'autres groupes, musiciens qui ont œuvré aux scènes de Motown, d'autres groupes, d'autres labels assez similaires dans les années 70, mais qui ont composé de la chanson, des musiques pour des groupes que vous connaissez sûrement au fil des années avec Funky Revolutions en autres. Sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF, ce début du mois de février, nous célébrons bien sûr cette essence de la musique de la diaspora qui anime le Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. Restez bien des nôtres. Alors, on va débuter avec un groupe très méconnu, un album tiré en 1973. Le groupe s'intitule Black Grass, l'album aussi. This is on Funky Revolutions, the Mothership Connection, Going Down the River. Sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF. You got your head hanging down, and when you used to walk so proud. As I know, the only album they produced, but again, don't quote me, from 1973, three from the Black Grass album, self-titled. They were a southern kind of gospel rock, gospel funk group signed to Shelter Records with Leon Russell, who brings his production and piano clavinet playing on three of the songs we heard today from their 1973 album on Funky Revolutions, including not their biggest commercial successes, but Going Down to the River, Early Morning Rain, and this last track, Upbeat with the Boogie, Great Day. Very a gospel-oriented group that was working with Leon Russell, and on guitar, Freddie King signed at the album at the same time. On CKUT 90.3 FM, hope you stay with me this afternoon, Khalid, myself, as we explore a number of groups lesser well-known and sometimes maybe have been heard on other people's records, but had records out, and some very interesting ones, as you'll hear today. Groups that were called Black Something or had Black in their name. Maybe not the some of the most popular ones, but a series of groups from Black Murder to Black Nasty and to Black Grass, as we've just heard. Two of the groups I'm going to focus on will consist of Black Heat, tremendous group that had an astonishing career as a back group, session group, working among others with Edwin Starr, and also Black Murder, who kind of have a Hendrix type vibe as they begin to be have a solo career as of the late 1970, their first album. Anyways, I hope to discover those groups with you on today's program as we dedicate ourselves to a certain form of blackness, at least in the name and orientation of the groups we hear on today's program. Started with one of my favorites out of Togo, Yao Bobi, and a classic, Histoire de mon continent, for this month, and also Montreal's Boule Noire. Their LP was a kind of rendition, Magique 2001, La Balance qui Balance. On CKUT 90.3 FM, some of the more obvious groups like the Blackbirds may hear one track or so. Really wanted to discover groups that by coincidence had extremely long longevity, not only as a group, but in resurging. Many of these groups would come back in the last 10 years with new albums or going on tour, and their members would be known in the funk, rhythm and blues field for their collaborations, compositions and session playing, even past the longevity of their groups. Some very interesting lesser known players on today's program. This is the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. One of the groups that you will know, and they had two albums at had quite a bit of notoriety. The one that's most famous is from 1973. It's Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth from 24 Karat Black. They would follow that up with Gone, the Promises of Yesterday. Want to hear at least one or couple of tracks from them. From CKUT 90.3, the Mothership Connection, Black Funky Revolutions, if it were. This is 24 Karat Black and the song Food Stamps on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. From their better-known album, 1973, Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth. We'll be right back.
often giving out to them that blackness, that black power, that black pushing them to identify with black culture. I think that's what you're asking. I have no choice over it. In the first place, to me, we are the most beautiful creatures in the whole world, black people. I mean, and I mean that in every sense, outside and inside. And to me, we have a culture that is surpassed by no other civilization, but we don't know anything about it. So again, I think I've said this before in this same interview, I think at some time before, my job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means necessary. When I'm finished working, as tired as I am, and my work completely takes all my energy, unfortunately. But when there are kids who come backstage afterwards, who want to talk, or who are moved to the point, sometimes they're moved to tears, I want to know more about it, and shake my hand, and kiss me, and they want to talk about the problem. I find the time.
If you need me, tell me so. And I never, no, never let you go. Day and night, treat me right. Just be true.
Let you go.
KUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. On this edition of Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid, we examine, listen, hear the sound of blackness through bands doing the funk in their variations in the early and mid-70s who were had black in the name of the band, sometimes for very real political reasons, and sometimes just for the vibe. We started off in our first set with Black Grass album from 1973, Southern styles, heavily gospel influenced. And in this last set, 24 Karat Black, started with the better known album from 1973, Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth, a very real concept album around, well, the wealth of ghetto. And that's a theme that is explicit in a couple of the other groups that we come back to later in the program in terms of where they were from and what they were trying to say or celebrate. We started with Food Stamps and then the voice of Nina Simone about blackness, and then from an issue of originally unreleased tracks from 24 Karat Black that would be put out as Gone the Promise of Yesterday LP, I'll Never Let You Go. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we'll be back on Funky Revolutions after these brief messages.
CKUT and Island Organics presents a Christmas fundraiser for Resilience Montreal, featuring DJs Cristobal Urbina, DJ Killjoy, Talentino, and the premiere of Mandala Hi-Fi, with Boss Man, legendary dub poet Zibs, Cali, with special guest Spoon B, and DJ Picante. Mandala Hi-Fi. $20 at the door, $25 after 11. Sunday, December 18th, Timmy's Bar, 900 Ontario Street East. This is an official CKUT co-presentation.
On Saturday, December 10th, the Milton Park Food Bank is hosting a bazaar with a variety of vendors selling vintage clothing, records, cameras, original prints and artwork, home decor, and much more. The food bank distributes food and serves hot meals to neighbors in need. The Milton Park Bazaar will be held at 3594 Jean Moss in the basement of St. John's Lutheran Church from 12 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, December 10th. Hope to see you there. Help us bring food to the table. For more info, contact mpfoodbank@gmail.com. This event is a CKUT co-presentation.
Listen, listen, listen. Hear us now. Hear us now. We ask you. We ask you. Now listen.
Hopefully with a beat somewhere in your derriere or a tap in your foot. The music of the funk, according to groups of, well, not always black members, but groups named with blackness in mind. Black Murder is one of the feature groups we'll come up with in a moment, but I do want to spend a bit of time around this group that was spearheaded and founded by percussionist vocalist King Raymond Green. They had a wonderful career and some really interesting work as a band in the funk, a little bit of element of the Kool and the Gang vibe with a Afro Lafayette music group, really kind of extended jams, and could do both the funk and the ballads at the same time. We're going to discover a number of tracks from a couple of their LPs. They had two that were back-to-back in about 1976. Their debut was self-titled, called Black Heat, and I want to start with that and then move to some of their other albums through 75, 76. This is Black Heat on CKUT 90.3 FM, one of several tracks taken from their repertoire. Black Heat, not to be mixed up with the 76 blaxploitation film of the same title. This is The Jungle on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Of the jungle.
And composed by the group's guitarist from Black Heat, that was Chips Funk 3 from their debut album in 1972, self-titled, called Black Heat. We heard The Jungle, Streets of Tears, and Chips Funk. It was a 8-member group, quite funk, and in fact I could probably just play their 3 albums. 1972's Black Heat, the album we're about to hear a couple of tracks from 74, No Time to Burn. And then they would finish off in 1975 with Keep on Running. The group's founder, King Raymond Green, passed away this last September. He was the percussionist for the group, the vocalist often for the group, one of its main composers, and also part of the production element behind the group. He would continue his career working out of D.C., doing quite a bit of work as a producer with R&B groups, Chuck Brown, the Soul Searchers, Carlos Santana, his own group, The Powerhouse, and sang as well with these groups that have never died off and have renewed their membership, vocal groups, the Flamingos and the Clovers. On CKUT 90.3 FM, as we enter our second hour, definitely not going to run into enough time before the end of show at 4, and Howard Stretchcar and the West Indian Rhythms group coming in to do their program to finish off a lot of these lesser-known groups. As I said, just Black Heat deserves a full listen. In fact, some very wonderful albums going a little bit into, well, truly funk, but some great ballads and sensibilities in there as well. On CKUT 90.3 FM, wanted to go from Chips Funk to the second album. Many people consider it their best, but as I say, they're all tight albums. This is from their 1974 release, their follow-up, the second out of three, and an album called No Time to Burn. This is Check It All Out on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Too soon, something ain't done. I believe in the way. folks say what we need is revolution.
Myself. All I know that this is blues. Now I can't tell you what kind. Santa Cruz is.